My name's Giselle Dye, and I'm the mum of two children who currently go to Tower Bank Primary School, which is in the catchment for Portobello High School.
How long has this been a worry for you that there might not be a new school for your children to go to?
Well, I first started campaigning for this school 5 years ago, and it had been going on for a lot longer before I got involved. So certainly for the last 5 years, we've been working really hard to make this happen.
There was a lot of talk in the council chambers where we're standing outside that this had really split the community. Was there a majority either way as you saw it?
I think it's fair to say it did split the community, but I don't think it split the community in terms of people with children in the community. By and large, the majority supported it. I think a lot of people who opposed it were people, older people, retired people, people without families, who were kind of concerned about the loss of the park. But I think the benefits of the new school are going to so far outweigh the loss of two or three flooded playing fields that I think, you know, in years to come, people will be really pleased that it's gone ahead.
What do you make of the design itself?
I really like the design. I think they have come up with something really creative, and I really like the fact that it's going to be big and airy, that they've sunk it into the site, so for the people who live round about it, it's not going to be any higher than their houses, and it's going to have fabulous views out over the trees to Arthur's Seat and the sea, so it's going to be fantastic. I moved into the community 5 years ago because it's a very vibrant community. It's full of people who care passionately about the place, and immediately got involved in the school campaign. So it's something I feel really strongly about, and I'm really delighted it's going ahead.
And just looking forward, something's going to happen to the existing site now, and the presumption is it's going to be housing. Have you heard or seen any plans?
I mean, I think it's far too early to say, because we're in the middle of an economic downturn. I don't think anybody's going to be rushing to build anything on that site. I think it will probably be a good 10 or 15 years before we see a planning application for that site come up. A huge thank you has got to go to Peggy MacArthur, the current head teacher of Portobello High, for not only running a fantastic school that people feel proud to send their children to, despite the fact that the building is a disaster, but she personally fought so hard, and her staff have fought so hard to make this happen, and I'm just delighted for her and delighted for all the kids and the teachers at Portobello High School.